This is Sestina, writing. I spent an entire day at my desk writing vapid effluvia, like I'm so sick of writing pages of drivel, not feeling like a writer at all, even though a writer writes and doesn't just talk about writing, was drilled into me by a writing instructor years ago. Writing begets writing was another lesson I learned from this writer, though she published only one book, written when she was 25, and never wrote another. She taught writing until she shot herself at 40. Writers sometimes kill themselves. After all, writing is difficult, and so is mortal life, and even good writers are sometimes bad at living. Writing can be a place to hide, but you can't write all the time, and when you hate what you do manage to write, it makes you feel dead already. To write well is another story entirely. Sometimes writing takes you so far out to sea that you, the writer, disappear like shredded fog. There is no writer. The ocean is the writer. When it lets you go, weak as a dangling modifier, the writing washes in like space debris. You say, "I wrote," but you didn't really. You only transcribed the writing the ocean gave you. According to some writers, God is the writer, since he created the world and humans, but as a writer, he got mixed results at best. The best writing sometimes might be no writing. Does the world really need more writing, and more people trying to be writers, when there's so much wrong that writing can't fix? It seems the most that writers can do is call out to the world, but who listens to writers? Possibly no one. But keep writing. Be a writer. Without hope or reason, writing. Beyond good and evil, writing. And if you stop writing, try not to shoot yourself. Get a life.